joining us on the phone is Sam Beard, and Sam's going to tell us about an event happening in Carbondale this weekend, this Saturday. It is a show commemorating Lost Cross House, which has a vast and storied history when it comes to DIY punk. Sam is a philosophy student going to Carbondale. He's from Naperville, and he is the current tenant of the Lost Cross House. He's here to tell us more.
So my entire existence, really, since maybe eighth grade, I've been into punk music and always wanted to live at a show house, house that facilitates concerts. Last year, mid-August, pretty much around this time, I had spent way too long putting off the search for an apartment or a house. So the places that were available were slim to none, or they were nasty and whatnot. But actually, right at the same time, the people who lived at Lost Cross, who I didn't know very well at all, if at all, were just trying to get out of there. They were done with the place. One of them had lived there for 7 years. A mutual friend of ours pretty much just linked us up, and me and my friend Anthony moved in. He subsequently moved out and moved into a different show house.
How does it match up with your dreams of living in one now that you're experiencing it?
Well, back when I was younger, you know, I never actually gave it much thought. You know, I thought it'd be fun. I like concerts. I like seeing concerts, and I like hosting events. But I never really once considered how much effort goes into doing it and how much pressure I feel sometimes booking bands and the day of show and whatnot, and then how much cleanup there is to do after all the sloppy guests. So it's sweet, you know. I mean, I have big parties. I meet a lot of new people, get to kind of experience all these different parts of the country and the world through the people that I meet from touring bands without ever leaving my family room. So
just to be clear, the Lost Cross has been in existence for 30 years as a show house, a place that puts on shows in the basement primarily, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the shows are in the basement. And I think September, October of 1986, the first people moved in and kind of had it going. And there's never been a year where the tenants who have been living there don't facilitate concerts. So it's been continuously running the whole time, which makes it the longest running punk house in the whole country and potentially the world. But due to the underground nature of these things, you know, back before the internet and whatnot, it was all word of mouth and they're low key and things like that. So it's hard to confirm that from any official sources and whatnot. But as far as we understand it, it's definitely the oldest one in the country.
Can you maybe tell us about one of the bands that was around since the beginning, if you're aware of one, and we could play a little bit of their music for our listeners?
Lostcross.org, my Adam Fletcher, who's the singer of The Copyrights, which is one of the more famous bands that come out of Carbondale, put together this music archive, and there's some old bands on there. As far as old bands that I know of, you know, I'm only 22, so I'm not that privy to, like, that information. I do know Diet Christ was one of the first bands to come out of the house. Lead-Stained Tool, The Fighting 407.
Here's actually a newer song from The Copyrights, one of the bands that got things started at the Lost Cross punk DIY venue, also a house that's in Carbondale. And so this song is called Slider. It's from the album Report, which came out in 2014. So, Sam, we've been talking about punk music, obviously. Describe for us a little bit more, though, the scene that exists in Carbondale.
You know, not to brag about Carbondale, but this town really has it going on in regards to its music and art scene and its conduciveness for independent artists to get their foot in the door. There's four show houses in this town, you know, similar to Lost Cross. Albeit Lost Cross is the oldest. But for a city of 25,000, that's a ton. I mean, I'm from Naperville, which is drastically different than Carbondale demographically and whatnot. But that's a city of 150,000, and there's not a single show house there. So, you know, to have four within, like, pretty much earshot from one another is amazing. And there's shows once a week down here, and it's really a great place for come and play. Usually we'll book local openers to open for them. Sometimes we have all local shows. And sometimes we mix it up with not just concerts, but this Halloween we're going to have an art exhibition at Lost Cross Monday, October 31st, in which we're going to have bands playing in the basement and local artists having their art displayed around the house. So it should be pretty sweet.
You're listening to The Scene on Illinois Edition. We're talking about the Lost Cross, which has hosted shows for 30 years, and there's going to be an anniversary show coming up this weekend. What can you, Sam?
Woo!
Yeah. Sam's joined us. He is the current tenant of the home. He's a college student now. Tell us about the show.
Well, there's been a lot of planning and a lot of headache, mainly on the part of Adam Fletcher, whose name I dropped earlier. He really is. Poured his heart and soul into this. My job with this whole thing is pretty much running volunteers and doing things like that. But the show this weekend is, there's 30 bands playing, which is crazy to me. And we procured several different permits from the city, including one to block off the street, one to amplify sound, and one to consume alcohol in the middle of the road if you're over 21. And so this is the first time that we're going to have the concert in full view of our neighbors. So that's kind of exciting. We've already sold like 300 tickets. You know, we're potentially going to sell out the day of. 600 is our capacity that the fire chief has awarded us. But then after the block party, which is from 5 to 10 p.m. Saturday, September 3rd, two local music venues, PK's and Hangar 9, are opening their doors to have some more bands play. So there's going to be like kind of alternating sets from PK's to Hangar 9. So some people will probably be making the trek up the block back and forth. And then the next day, Hangar 9 is traditionally closed on Sundays, but the mayor has, the mayor of Carbondale, Mayor Henry, has commemorated Tim Beatty Day, who's one of our fallen comrades, really, from earlier this year. He was shot in a shooting that he was not involved in. However, it took his life, and it really rattled the town. So in honor of him and his legacy as being a great drummer and a hero and amazing person, we got Tim Beatty Day. So continuing on with the festival, Hangar 9 is opening up their doors, and we're going to have some of the biggest bands of the weekend playing at Hangar 9. And then the basement's opening up for the first time Sunday night, where there will be 8 bands, I believe, including myself.
Awesome. So we will link people to more information about the Lost Cross House. I know it's gotten some national attention, and also just how to make it to the show if people are able to. And I was going to ask you about Tim Beatty, as I saw that announcement was made. We do a thing called Song of the Week and thought maybe we could feature a song from one of the bands he was in.
His most current project was Blast Radius. I think it might have been a week or 10 days before he was killed. They had a concert at Lost Cross, and that was his last show. So that might be appropriate. However, he was in a huge amount of bands. I mean, I think the mayor read them all off yesterday at the city council meeting, and there's probably like 15 or 20 bands.
All right. We've been speaking with Sam Beard. He's the current tenant of the Lost Cross House, and we're going to go ahead and take his suggestion for a song of the week. This one is called Try to Understand. It's from Blast Radius. And this is in memoriam of the drummer, Tim Beatty, who lost his life earlier this year.